Hello, welcome to today's episode of the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. Today I want to talk about training your focus when manifesting. And so when it comes to consciously manifesting, meaning if you are in a state of consciousness that you no longer want to be in, change it. You change it by first having the desire to be other than what you are, as Neville would say. So say, for instance, you are currently concerned about bills that need to be paid. If you remain in the state of being concerned about bills, then you will continue to suffer the consequences of that state, always being concerned about bills. If you desire to be able to pay your bills without worry, then you will need to occupy that state of consciousness. So, if you always had money in your bank account, then your focus would be, or would not be, on the concern of paying bills, right? Where would your focus go? Perhaps you would make travel plans and do that with ease. Go shopping, knowing that you can afford all that you need and anything that you want. That is where your focus should go. So train your focus when you are consciously manifesting something. So oftentimes, when we desire something, what really happens is that many people inadvertently focus on the lack of it. So you may think that you're focusing on the desire, but what you're really focusing on is the lack of it. So you have to become more aware of where your focus is really at. Why? Because what we focus on grows. And the thing is, when you actually learn to train your focus and you actually occupy a new state, it's important to do it with the least amount of effort. Otherwise, you may end up feeling like this feeling of, you know, what many would call resistance, and that's just an uncomfortable feeling. You're not trying to force anything, because manifesting is just a natural process. So you're simply working on just getting out of an old habitual state and occupying a new state of consciousness, right? A new habitual state of consciousness. One that is a state that you actually want to be in. It's something that you desire to experience. Do it with the least amount of effort. Again, manifesting is so easy. I mean, we're doing it all the time. It's how, you know, this world came about. It is how everything exists. So what happens when you start to take your focus away from something, it begins to fade. All right. And you can look around you now at things that maybe you've experienced in the past and then you've forgotten about. But if all of a sudden you think about it, it comes back into your awareness, right? But once you stop thinking about it, it fades. So you want to train yourself to focus on a desired state, something that you want to experience, until it actually manifests. But if you take your attention away from it, it's going to fade. And then what happens is that state that you're used to being in, because it's your natural state, that is where you remain. So imagine being able to get into the state of feeling natural about always having money in the bank. So if you can actually do that with very little effort until it becomes natural, then you're always going to have money in the bank. There will come a point when you don't even think about it. You'll just know that you always have money in the bank. Your bills are always paid on time. And it becomes a new belief. And I know because I've done it. There are techniques that you can use to get into a new state of consciousness because, again, you're changing an old belief and trying to redirect your thoughts, right? Train your focus to get into that new state of consciousness. You can script, you can do affirmations, you can do visualization, etc. And I do have worksheets available on my resource page if you're interested. But do what works for you. And then throughout the day, if you think about not having money to pay bills, if you're concerned about that because that's what you're used to doing, just in that moment, just redirect your thought to, I always have money in the bank, or a phrase that resonates with you. So do what resonates with you. Persist, though. And again, do it with the least amount of effort. So if thought comes in about, you're concerned about, paying a bill, or, you go to the store and you want to pick up, an item at the store, and then that thought comes into your mind about money, then, wondering if you have the money in the bank to pay the item, or just redirect your thought. No, I always have money in the bank. Or again, whatever phrase resonates with you. And you do it over and over and over, naturally, without force. You just replace the thought. I've said this many times, on my YouTube channel, and on the podcast, anytime I talk about manifesting, but you redirect the thought, and again, do it with the least amount of effort. Just, no, I always have money in the bank. My bills are always paid. I can afford anything I want. A simple little phrase, and just always redirect that thought. What's going to happen is, when you persist with doing that and you don't let that unwanted thought, if you don't let it through, right, if you change it without without allowing it to, to go through your mind, then the idea of always having money in your bank is going to become so natural. That is what's going to manifest, and that's what's going to become your natural state. As you go through this process, though, if it ever feels stressful, just take a break and then get back to it. But eventually what's going to happen, if an old thought pops up, you're automatically going to dismiss it. Or dismiss them, a series of thoughts or whatever, and replace them with the new ones. You're not even going to have to think about it. Your mind's just automatically going to work for you, basically. An old thought comes in, and then, that you just automatically replace it until eventually you really don't have those thoughts that are associated with that old belief or that old state of consciousness. If you do, it may be very, very sporadic. But chances are those old thoughts are just not going to pop up because you've now created a new belief and you're now occupying that new desirable state of consciousness. It really, really does become a natural process, and you can do it with anything: health, relationships, occupation, etc., because absolutely everything is a state of consciousness, and you're moving through states consistently throughout the day, many different states of consciousness, throughout the day. So you'll find in time, as you go through this process, that you're going to be able to determine what your most natural state of consciousness is. And if you don't like that natural state, then you change it. Because as you change it and you develop that new state of consciousness, based on new beliefs, that will become your new natural state of consciousness. And that will be the state that you return to most often, right? It'll be that state of consciousness of, I always have the money in the bank. My bills are always paid on time. Of course I can afford to travel. course I can buy anything that I want because I have enough money in the bank to always pay my bills. And my bills are always paying on time. I can afford anything that I want. It just becomes your natural state. But you have to persist in it. Don't give up thinking, oh, this, you know, this isn't possible. Excuse me, because it is. It's very, very possible. Again, train your focus and be mindful of what you are actually focused on, right? So if you're thinking, my bills are always paid on time, but you're looking at your bank account and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know how I'm going to do this, right? You're actually focused on, my bills are not always paid on time. So again, train your focus, be mindful of what you're actually focused on. And as you become more aware, you're going to start to understand where your focus has really been. And then once you become aware of that, then you can really train your focus in the right way. Again, it takes practice, just like anything, riding a bike or anything. All right. But work on becoming aware of where your focus is actually at when it comes to a desire that you have. And if you can do that, it's going to become much easier to say, okay, this is what I want. This is where my focus needs to go. Truly where it needs to go. And again, like I said, like riding a bike, it might take some practice, but again, just be persistent. Okay. And don't give up until you fully occupy your desired state to the point where it's just natural. And trust me, after a while, you realize how easy it is. It may not feel like it at first, but eventually it just becomes so easy. And you can put this into practice with anything that you desire. If you want a new job, you want better health or whatever, and you won't doubt yourself anymore. You'll just know, okay, this is what I want. This is what I've actually been focusing on. This is what I need to focus on. Train your focus in all areas of life. And then pretty soon you are going to be living the life that you really want to live. So just be persistent. All right. That is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. And I will see you guys in the next episode. What's the next episode? Oh, next week, I'm going to talk about living with intention. All right. So I'll see you guys next time. Bye.